Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 331 of A Yank on the Footy. I'm Craig Wessels, coming from Sandusky, Ohio, and I'm going to give you my tips for round 10 of the 2024 AFL fixture. Typically, I'd be joined by my mate, Mick Aussie, but Mick has got a prior engagement tonight. I know he's extraordinarily busy with Edmonton Cricket TV, and love having Mick on, love doing the discussions of the Australian slang with him. It's been a lot of fun introducing that over the last couple of weeks. So, or last couple of months, I should say. But hopefully I have him back with me next week if his schedule allows him to do so. Folks, I do hope you'll head over to my website at yankonthefooty.com and consider leaving me a 5-star review if you enjoy the podcast. Also, if you've not checked out episode 330, which I released yesterday, I kind of share my thoughts on the whole idea of the premiership rings and whether or not the AFL should be borrowing an idea from the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the sports that we have here in North America. I'm not advocating it. I just shared my thoughts with it, and you might enjoy it if you haven't taken a listen yet. Now, folks, today's club of the episode are the Bridgetown Bulldogs of the Lower Southwest Football League in West Australia. This club's been around since 1959, and they were formed when the Bridgetown Rovers and the Warriors from the Nelson Football Association merged. They won their most recent premiership in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, also in 2019 as well. The club started out a little bit slow this year, dropping their first 4 games before getting their first win this past week against Boyup Brook. And this weekend, they face off against the Southerners at Pemberton Oval. And if you're a supporter of the Bulldogs, one of the reasons why I decided to give a shout-out to this club this week, they're doing something really, really interesting. And I didn't realize that local footy clubs could do this. And if you're a supporter of this club, there's a great opportunity to show that support out on the road throughout WA and wherever you may be driving in Australia, because you could swap out your typical WA license plates for the blue and gold, or blue and yellow, I believe, blue lettering and yellow background license plates with the Bridgetown Football Club printed along the bottom with their snarling bulldog on the left-hand side of the license plate. I think this is absolutely awesome. They have to get 30 people committing to getting these before they can place their order for the plates. So if you're somebody who's interested in doing that and you happen to be a Bridgetown supporter and you want to get on board with that, check out their Facebook page for information on that. They've got contact info there. Reason, if you've not seen on my socials, if you've not checked them out, one of the reasons why I decided to mention this club in this episode is just last month, I was able to put my Ohio license plates with my tags stating Geelong, G-E-E-L-O-N-G, on my van. I bought out the lease on my van, so I now own the van. So I had to buy my own plates rather than the ones that were provided by the leasing company. So I'm 60 years old. I've never had personalized plates on a vehicle before. And I thought it was about damn time. So I love what Bridgetown is doing here. And I'd be curious to know, is your local footy club able to do something like this? Is this something that is a revenue generator for your club? Because I know local footy clubs are always looking for ways to generate revenue to help keep themselves afloat, because there's been such a difficulty over the last few years, especially with COVID having struck, to get clubs going in a positive direction. And this is something I mentioned in a previous episode not too long ago, an interview that I did way back at the beginning of the podcast, at like episode 25 or something like that. And it didn't reference this, but my guest that episode, Ricky Nixon, is working in conjunction with Dane Swan and traveling throughout Australia, where they're doing like club nights on Saturday evenings or Saturday afternoons, and then Dane Swan is playing along with that club during that weekend's contest. And it's a great way to generate revenue for these clubs. And I applaud these guys for that. And I did a great, I think it was great, but I tried to pay homage to these two guys for doing this in a blog post over at my website last year. And that's linked on my website, yankonthefooty.com, under the blog section there. You can check that out if you'd like to read that. I just think it's terrific that people are being selfless and being that giving to help out other people that that certainly could use the help with the way COVID has impacted local footy over the last few years. So let's jump into the tips for this week. And again, Mick, I'm thinking about you, man. Hope you're having a great day. I know you're busy, and I you're very giving of your time, and I cannot thank you enough for that. But hopefully we get back at it next week. My school year's winding down. I have 10 days of school left, including 5 days of exams. And then we're done for the summer. Then I go back sometime in mid-August. My daughter is done for the school year next week. So good on you, Margaret. Absolutely wonderful. So let's look at the games for this week. My Cats play tomorrow morning here. They are heading up to, hopefully they're there by now, to Darwin at Teo Stadium to face off against Gold Coast. Both the clubs are resting some players. Gold Coast is resting Jared Witz, which until I saw that, I was very tempted to tip the Suns in this game. I tipped the Suns to play finals this year. I still think they're probably got a very good shot of being there. But the Cats are going to be without Jeremy Cameron, who turns out was concussed at the end of the game with Port Adelaide last week. Tom Hawkins is taking the week off. I thought that was going to happen. I think I even mentioned that in the episode last week that he would probably get the week off. Reece Stanley might have set a record for the quickest instance of being tactically subbed out of a game. Last week against Port Adelaide. So Toby Conway is going to be in, I believe, playing in the ruck. Hopefully he's healthy. If not, it's going to be Mark Blitzavs all game, and they'll be bringing in somebody else, probably Tui or is it Connor McGovern, I believe, is the Connor O'Sullivan, the first-year player that's had, I think, one game with them so far. The Cats have got to come out strong in the first quarter. Okay, bottom line, as a Cat supporter, they have crapped the bed in the first quarter of the last 2 weeks and have had to play catch-up, or catch-up, if you prefer. They've been thumped in the last two rounds. And they got both games they got close in. But this is a very good side. And Gold Coast is a very rapidly improving club. Now, I just think, and I don't know why I'm thinking this, I just think that as I said, I already told you where I was going to be going with this. With Jared Witz being out, I just had this funny feeling that maybe Toby Conway is going to be able to have himself a really solid game here. So I'm going to go with the Cats to win on the road up at Teo Stadium in Darwin. I've got the Cats winning this one by 8. I won't be surprised if the Suns win. The Cats are coming off, I think, a 5-day break, which has a little bit also to do with why some of these older players are going to be resting. Stanley out. Duncan's going to be out, as I mentioned, as well. So Cats by 8 on this one. And then we got Sydney hosting Carlton at the SCG. Grand final preview? Could be. I know a lot of other people right now are saying rather hurtful things to me if you're a Collingwood or a Cat supporter, or you're a GWS supporter, or Essendon. We'll get to them in a moment. But Sydney, they have been the class of the comp right now. They are cruising along. The Blues have an injury list that is second, I think, only to Richmond's right now. I don't even think that the Eagles are in as tough shape as the Blues are right now. I think it's going to be a very competitive game, but I am going to go with the Swans to win this one at home by 11 points. I just think the Swans are too good of a side right now. And they're, like I said, they're the class of the competition. And I know it's a long season, but you got to be thinking that Brody Grundy was one hell of a pickup for them. Okay, so Swans, I've got you this week, all right? And then we head to the MCG for the Collingwood Magpies hosting Adelaide. The Pies have got a lot of injuries. It sounds like they may be getting Tom Mitchell and Jordan DeGoey back this week. Yeah, they're at home. But this is where sometimes I make decisions in my tips, at least for myself, where people look at me and go, what are you, nuts? Well, maybe a little bit. But I think Adelaide being a healthier club right now and having battled back to finish off that draw with Brisbane, I think they might sneak this one away. Okay, I think there's enough players out for Collingwood that it's going to give the Crows a little bit of an opportunity. And I think the Crows are going to take that opportunity, and they're going to get themselves a road upset at the MCG, which would be huge for their confidence. I'm going with the Crows to win this one by 9. Okay, I don't know why I'm saying that. I just think it's going to happen. Okay, and then we head to NG Stadium, GWS, hosting the Bulldogs at the Orange Tsunami. And let's be honest, folks, the GWS Giants, the luster has started to wear off. They've gotten a little bit tarnished over the last 3 weeks. They've dropped 3 in a row. They've slid down the ladder, I believe, to 6th, if I'm not mistaken. The Bulldogs have yet to beat a top 8 side this year, dropping games to the D's, the Cats, and the Bombers. Now, you know, you go back and you look at the Giants again, their last 3 losses in a row have been by an average of 5.5 goals per game. They haven't lost close games. They've gotten thumped pretty good the last 3 weeks. Toby Green has only kicked 2 goals in the last 3 rounds. Now, this is not all on Toby Green, okay? He's still going to be without Callum Brown, I think, for 1 more week. I believe he's got 1 more week on his suspension. Because I think it said he's going to be back round 13. So I think they must have the bye coming up after this one then. The Bulldogs, they've got the ability to score a ton of points, okay? But so do the Giants. The Giants have the potential to score a ton of points as well. And being at home, I just think that this is going to be a game where the Giants are going to get it done. I worry whether or not the Bulldogs are actually going to be able to contain the Giants' offensive firepower. That seems to be their modus operandi quite often, that they'll score a lot of points, they'll give up a lot of points. I think this is going to be a very high-scoring game, but I've got GWS winning this one by 2 goals, okay? And then we head to Marvel Stadium. I think this is the first of 3 games at Marvel this weekend. 2 at Marvel this weekend. I'm sorry. St. Kilda is hosting Fremantle. And I think I just got to go ahead and say it right now. I got St. Kilda very wrong this year. Okay. I tipped them finishing 4th. And they are scuffling badly. They're sitting at 3-6 right now. And they've got to, if you go back and you look at their fixture the rest of the year, they got a pretty difficult second half of the season, you know, and the Dockers, I think the prospects for them in 2024 look better than the neutered Saints. Ross's words, not mine. I think the Dockers are going to get the win on the road here. Fremantle by 11. Okay. Saints, you're going to have to prove me wrong because you have been somewhat dysfunctional, and it does not have a damn thing to do with whether or not your runners can get out there and talk to the players. Okay? Has nothing to do with that. You've just not been as good a side as I thought you were going to be. And you could be. You just are not there yet. And I think for right now, Fremantle is a better club than you are. So I'm going with the Dockers to win this one. Now we head up to the GABA. Richmond is facing off against Brisbane. You know, Richmond has not quite achieved the status that the West Coast Eagles had a couple of years ago, where Adam Simpson was driving by the drive-through at the local Hungry Jack's, hoping that there was going to be about a, you know, 185-centimeter, 92-kilo kid who plays some local footy that might be available to put on a blue and yellow jumper for them that weekend. Richmond's not quite there yet, but they're getting close. They are getting close. They're absolutely decimated by injuries. You know, they've been officially in rebuild mode. Now they're simply in survival mode, and they've got 15 players on their injury list right now. So they're gonna be able to choose from what, maybe 25, 28 players to put on their list for this week, which means their VFL side, of course, is going to be absolutely decimated as well there. And sure, the Lions have had a couple of season-ending injuries themselves with Darce Gardner, Lincoln McCarthy, but they are in much better shape than Richmond right now. I've got the Lions winning this one by 24. The Brisbane Lions could fight their way back into the top 8. This is a good enough club to do that, and I'm not saying that just because I picked them to win the premiership this year, okay? But I think they're too good a side not to be there, but they have really laid quite a few eggs at this point in time of the year. I mean, that'd be one hell of an omelet with the eggs that they've laid. So I do have them winning this one. I don't think Richmond's going to be able to put up much of a fight against them. Doesn't mean they're not going to play hard. These are professional athletes. They're going to play hard. I just think the talent level right there for Richmond is not where they're going to be able to compete. Okay. And then we head back to Marvel Stadium with North Melbourne going to face off against the home club, the Essendon Bombers, the number three Essendon Bombers. So they're up in the top four now. And go ahead if you thought that was going to be the case. Put your hand up. I didn't have them there. I think I might have had them close to the top eight, but not quite there. Okay. They've earned this. Okay. They have played very good footy. They played very close to the, you know, vest footy. They've won some tight games. Their percentage is not very good. I think it's only about 95% at this point in time, if I am not mistaken. I'm going to check that right now as I'm mentioning that. I believe it's 95 or 96 at this point in time. I'm sorry. They're all the way up to 98. 98 and a quarter. So that's improved from what we had seen in the last couple weeks. Now, this is certainly an opportunity. They're playing North Melbourne. This is an opportunity for them to add on percentage. But I worry about whether or not they're going to play down to the level of their competition. And this is not to take anything away from the youngsters at North Melbourne. North Melbourne is getting another game into their youngsters, getting another game of experience, putting one under their belt. Hopefully that this is going to pay off in 2025, 26, 27. Hopefully they can maintain these players. You know, I understand that, you know, that athletes have the ability to eventually move on to a different club if they choose to do so. But this has been a treadmill, if you will, that they've been running on here. Great Oingo Boingo song, by the way. If you've never heard that band before, great rock and roll band with a fantastic horn section from back in the 1980s and early 90s. Check them out. But it's all about green shoots for the Roos this year. They have to see things that they improve upon. Are they going to get a win this year? Probably. I think they still have to play Richmond, and I think that'll be a very competitive game. But I'm going to go with Essendon to win this one by 30 points. Okay. I've got Essendon winning this one by 30 points. It's probably going to be more. And Essendon's going to want it to be more because they need to boost that percentage. Because if they don't boost the percentage that much, you know, in the back of their mind, they've got to think, we need to get an extra win beyond where we think we need to be in order to solidify a spot in the top eight or in the top four where they are right now. Okay. And we got Port Adelaide hosting Hawthorn at the Adelaide Oval. Hawthorn's won three out of the last four. That's not going to matter this week. Port Adelaide is not St. Kilda. They're not North Melbourne or the occasionally dysfunctional Bulldogs. Okay. You know, they got by the Bulldogs, I think, by 4 points a couple of weeks ago. This is a quality side. Okay. Port Adelaide, nothing to sneeze at. All right. And again, as a Cat supporter, I cannot do anything more than tip my cap. Been doing a lot of that. Bailey Fritsch the previous week with the dribble kick there towards the end of the game. The game plan for Kenny Hinckley to just basically run the Cats out of their own stadium at the outset of the game. I mean, they just outran them. They out-hustled them. And the Cats didn't know what hit them. They didn't get blindsided. They just got their asses kicked in that first quarter of that game. And they were playing catch-up the rest of the way. They almost got there. I'm gonna give them credit where credit's due. They almost got there, but they cannot allow themselves to be put in that position. But this isn't about Geelong. This is about Port Adelaide. Okay, Port is too good of a side here. Hawthorn's going to be competitive. They're playing better football. Okay, but I think Port's going to win this one by about 4.5 goals. Okay, I've got them winning by 28 points. All right, and then we got the last game of the weekend, and that is West Coast hosting Melbourne at Optus. Beautiful stadium. Yeah, some of the imagery is absolutely wonderful. The Eagles have been playing some decent football of late, okay? Their injury list is getting shorter. They're getting healthy. They've got some talent there. They've still got plenty of players that won a premiership just a few years ago who are still somewhat in their prime. who are hoping, if it's not getting another contract with West Coast, who are hopefully auditioning for a spot maybe on another club to stay in the league for another year or two if they do not stay with the Eagles in 2025. But this is a club that's got some talent. Now, are they going to be able to compete with the Demons? I don't think so. The D's have started out 6-3 this year. They're going to be 7-3 after this week, okay? Yes, the Eagles could certainly shock the world. It could happen. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the Eagles are going to pressure them. But I think the D's are going to win this one by about 10 points. I think it's going to be closer than people think. Okay, I think that the players out at West Coast are starting to buy into what Adam Simpson is selling. And again, you know, like we've seen with Kenny Hinkley over the last several years, is he going to get another contract? Is he going to get another contract? Are we going to drive him out of town? Are we going to move the training facility while they're playing on the road so he doesn't know where to go afterwards? Whatever. Are the successes that the Eagles have had this year, were they playing some improved footy? And again, they're 2-7. Okay, they're not playing finals this year. Okay, but they've won a couple of games. Okay, they lost a game by 6 points to the Bombers. Okay, they beat the Tigers and the Dockers by 38 points on average. Now they got thumped by the Magpies this last week. Okay, it was pretty ugly. But I think it's going to be a more competitive game than people think. And I said it's going to be 10 points. It's probably going to be more, but I think it's going to be about 10 points. So there's my tips for round 10. Mick, I miss having you here with me tonight. Folks, you have to let me know where I'm wrong. Look out for each other. Check up on your friends and family. Give them a call. If you need to speak to somebody, please, please reach out to somebody. The world is a much better place with you here. Okay, if you need to talk to somebody, check the show notes of every single episode of my podcast, because I have those important phone numbers in the show notes for both Australia and here in the United States. Reach out to someone, let them know you need to talk, but check up on your friends as well. Go out and have that coffee, okay? Get out to watch your local footy club play. Go have fun. Smile. But if you need to talk to somebody, please don't hesitate to reach out to them, okay? And check up on other people as well to make sure they're okay. All righty, folks, I appreciate all the kind words that I get from all of you. I do hope you'll head over to my website, ayankonthefooty.com, and you'll get on the mailing list. Again, leave a review if you enjoy the podcast. It's a huge help. Gives me street cred because, again, here's an American talking about this wonderful game that you were sharing with me, and I'd love for more Australians to know about it while also growing my audience here in the United States as well. And that happens one way, by you telling your friends about the podcast. And if you would do that, that'd be absolutely awesome. You can also head over to my YouTube channel and get subscribed over there as well. I've got a little over 200 subscribers there. I'm going to start getting more episodes uploaded, previous interviews, that sort of thing over there. If you want to help out the podcast, you can certainly click on that Buy Me a Coffee button as well if you want to leave a voicemail. And if you've got an idea for being a great guest, maybe you have a fantastic story, because I love telling the stories of people associated with all aspects of the game, from the highest highs to the lowest lows in terms of the levels of competition. Okay. I love sharing your stories. And if you just are now checking out the podcast for the first time, scroll through the list of episodes, because there are so many wonderful interviews, and I've had some fantastic guests with some great stories to tell. And if you're a footy fan, I think you would enjoy them. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, may your dribble kick never hit the post. I will catch you later. And before I go, if you want to check out Mick Aussie's work, you can head over to mickaussie.tv. He's also on Sports Grid TV with Gabe Morenci on Friday evenings. And he's doing a lot of work with Edmonton Cricket TV as well, because there's a burgeoning cricket community in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And Mick is... He has got his finger on the pulse of that, doing interview sessions. I think he's going to have a tremendous guest on there, and I don't want to say who it is, but I believe he has an iron in the fire to get a tremendous guest on his Edmonton Cricket TV show here very, very soon. And I'm very envious of him, because I would love to have this guest on my podcast as well. But check him out over there, mickaussie.tv, and he has links to all those other things there as well. And folks, this has been episode 331 of A Yank on the Footy. Thanks for listening. I do hope you'll share the episode with your friends and family. And until next time, cheers and goodbye.